CBS News Special Report, I'm Pam Coulter. The Federal Reserve has just completed a two-day meeting with an announcement that may go over well with Wall Street. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joins us live. Jill, what did the Fed say?
They're going to keep short-term rates unchanged at 0 to 0.25%. That's where they've been since December of 2008. And there's no change in the Fed's bond buying, that $85 billion a month worth of bonds that the Fed is buying to keep rates down. They also said that some of the downside risks to the economy and the labor market have diminished.
And we have economist Hugh Johnson with us as well. Hugh, how are investors going to see this announcement?
Well, you know, there's an old adage on Wall Street that says that you buy on the rumor or expectation. And, of course, the expectation was that the Fed would essentially keep interest rates unchanged as they did and would continue to buy bonds in the market, $85 billion per month. We got that. So the markets tend to go up in based on expectations, and then when it becomes a reality, you know, the buy on the rumors, sell on the news, and it looks like the markets are doing just that. The initial reaction is negative, even though Wall Street really got exactly what it was hoping for. The Federal Reserve is not going to reduce their bond buying, and that's essentially a relief. So I would have expected a little better performance from the market. We're not getting it, but again, buy on the rumor, sell on the news.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Pam Coulter.